If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Come on.
How you look at something makes all the difference. Picture a blank white canvas, very large white canvas. And think about if somebody drew or painted a small black circle on that canvas, where would your eyes be drawn to, like immediately? Where would they constantly go back to? They go back to that little black circle, right? Even though the whole majority of that canvas is white, you can keep getting drawn back to that little circle. So, and how does that apply to how you focus on something makes all the difference? Well, I think that from a perspective standpoint, for example, if you come at the world or you look at the world as a good, from as a really good place, if you come at it from a perspective of gratitude, being really grateful for what you have, being grateful for where you were born, from your parents, for your neighbors, for your community, and you have a positive outlook, I think that that's really going to frame and inform your entire life and your outlook on things. And the alternative is, if you're a cynical person, if you're a negative person, that's probably going to bleed through into everything as well. You're probably constantly finding fault and critiquing and nitpicking and breaking things down instead of building them up. If you think that the world is full of countless opportunities, if you think that people out there to help you, well, I think that you're going to find that in every aspect of your life, versus if you think that you've been shut out and you don't have opportunity, if you think that the world is out to get you, well, that's also going to inform how you really view the world. I think that a war is absolutely raging right now. And on one side of that battle is the individual, it's you and me. And on the other side is society at large. It's the internet, it's social media. And whoever wins this war, wins each daily battle, gets your time and your attention. So it's this war that's being waged to get both of those things from you and of course, your money. So really, what's at stake are your most valuable resources. And you think about it, there are billion-dollar companies and brilliant people who are creating algorithms and figuring out how to get you to stay on websites longer once they get you in, and what's going to motivate you, and how do you get more likes, and all that stuff, all that crap, to a degree, is going to be and it's going to have an influence on you. There's no two ways about it. It's just a matter of, are you aware of it? Are you being intentional with understanding, wow, I'm really spending a lot of time focusing or thinking about this kind of thing. Why is that? Why do I have this opinion about these things? And I think that unless you take the time to clarify and crystallize what's most important to you, what your core values are, well, then I think that society's values will become your values. What society thinks, what the internet thinks is most important to you will by default become what's most important to you actually. So I think that this is such a foundational thing, And from a personal finance perspective, I think it's even way more foundational than a budget. And that's about as foundational as it gets, right? Understanding your cash flow, you got to be able to do that. But really clarifying again and crystallizing what's most important to you, what your core values are, that's then going to inform how you budget. It's going to inform how you allocate your resources. It's going to inform what you're going to spend your money on, and also what you're going to spend your time on, what you're going to give your attention to, and what you are not, what you will absolutely refuse to spend money on. I'm not going to support that with my money. I'm not going to spend time thinking about that or looking at that or reading that. I'm not going to give that any of my time. So such a fundamental thing. And I don't think that there's very many people that can honestly say, yes, I know what my core values are. I've taken the time to sit down and put pen to paper and really consider, these are the things that are most important to me. It's like goal setting. We all know that we're supposed to, number one, have goals, but then we all probably heard that study that says if you have goals, you're X number percent more likely to get there, but if you actually write them down and they're clear, you actually wrote them down, you are far and away, your chances of actually achieving those goals increases so dramatically. So few people have done that. I think that fewer still have actually sat down and taken the time to write down their values. So what's at stake here? Why do that? Well, it's, again, the most valuable thing to you, your time, your money, your attention. If we all had infinite amounts of those, then this would be a waste of time, but we do not. We only get one crack at this deal. We go around the track one time. So I submit that it's of the utmost importance that you take the time to really understand these things. So, and again, it's really the lens through which you see the world. So understanding what's most important to you, and then to be able to live your life according to that. Well, I think that that's a pretty awesome thing. So take the time to do this. And it's as simple as you can just Google list of values or common values. So Google that, and I know, because I just did it a couple of minutes ago, to confirm that a lot of great articles or just lists of values will pop up. Something like the 17 most common values or top 200 values. And sit down and look at them, read through them, and circle your top 10. Or think about your top 10, narrow it down to 5, then finally narrow it down to 3. And I think that those can then be your core values. Now, this is obviously, this is something that you can certainly change, but it's an awesome starting point. And then once you've done that, talk about it with people. Say, hey, you know what? I listened to this podcast, and this guy was talking about how important it is to think about your core values. And that's something that, you know, I hadn't really spent a lot of time doing, or I've never done that, or it had been a while. And so I did it. And here's what I came up with. What do you think about that? Or is that something you've ever done? If you're a married person, or if you've got a significant other, talk to them about it. If you've got kids, what an important thing to be able to talk to with your kids. And you know what? I hope that you have them. And I hope that you have some aspect of your life that has a lot of values. Maybe you're a religious person, so through your faith, certainly the most common religions obviously have core values. And yours, you certainly may find that yours are the same, that what you were raised with, they are the same today, but you also may find that they've changed. So I think it's a very, very healthy exercise no matter what. So just, cause we're talking about values, when I went through this exercise a couple years ago, I decided that my core values were friendship, justice, and learning. And now that I know what those are, I've certainly spent a lot of time thinking about each one of them. And when you do this, even if you never think about it ever again, you will know these are my core values. And that's a really, really important and powerful thing to have gone through the exercise and to really identify and know what yours are. So be intentional about what's most important to you. Understand that through those values, that's how you will approach your spending of your money and your time, and then what you're going to spend money on. Maybe it's material things, maybe it's traveling, maybe it's experiences. But again, just be intentional, really think about these things. I think that will absolutely do your world of good. It could even potentially change your life. So if you're interested in hearing a little bit more specifically about me, I wrote a blog post for The Humble Dollar on this very topic that came out on Wednesday of this week, and I will link to that in the notes of the show. And I think that, man, I always close the show with keep questioning because we're all in this together. Sometimes my mind gets a little fried, because we absolutely are all in this together. And the more that we can express and share with people what we value, number one, I think that you're going to find that we still do, even in a very divisive time, share a lot of the same values as the other people in our community. But I think it's never been more important to be having these kinds of conversations with yourself. And then again, really encourage you to express and articulate with somebody else as well. So appreciate your time.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. And use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.